Right, Dave, first of all, welcome to Heybridge Swifts. You were just saying in the clubhouse, 34 years, only four teams in that time. I guess for the modern age of football and across the last three decades, something like that is probably reasonably unique. Do you feel quite proud that it's only four clubs across 34 years? Because it obviously says something about you as well.
Yeah, I've always had some longevity, as I said to you earlier. At Barking, I was in my 13th season when I went there in 1980. I started as a young assistant coach, moved on from there then to Averley and finished up there as chairman for 10 out of my 11 years there. Also managed it in between. Obviously, when managers depart, I stepped in as caretaker on numerous occasions. I then finally did retire from Averley in 2004 to have a break from football. And then Wakering asked me about, I think, 3 or 4 months after I'd packed up and retired. I knew the chairman there, Roy Ketcher, is at Wakering. They were second from bottom at that time in Ryman 1 North. And he asked me to go and help. And at the time, I said, well, no, I've retired. Let me think about it. It took me probably about 4 hours to ring him back and said, yeah, I'll go and help. I don't want to be a manager again. So we then installed a good, very good friend of mine, ex-Dover, Chelmsford and Margate centre-half in Ian O'Connell, that took the role as manager. And he said to me, would I help him for three to four games? I finished up doing that, I think, for three and a half seasons. We kept them up that year by 1 point when we was doomed. I think it was like 11 games to go or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but 13 points adrift. And we stayed up. The last game, strangely enough, our opponents today was Chatham Town away. We had to win the game, and we won it 1-0, I think, in the 76th minute. So that was quite an achievement. That was like winning the league. So I stayed there until 2008/9, from memory. And then a call come from Gary Kimball, now the Witton manager, who was also a good friend of mine because he played at Averley in my time there, via Keith Wilson, Willow as we call him, come and help Burnham. And I said, well, no, I'm not really sure if I want to do, you know, get involved again. Again, decided, met Gary, would you believe, in the same hotel about 3 or 4 days later in Cyprus. And I'm in the swimming pool with my grandchildren. And he says, should you have a beer tonight? After a couple of beers, I said, okay, I'll help you. And I stayed there until, you know, as you know, until last week. That was in my fifth season. And the reason, it was very difficult to leave Burnham because it's a very, very family orientated, lovely club. In fact, I was with the chairman yesterday when I took my bag and tracksuit back, and quite an emotional couple of hours with them because they're very good friends. And it was a difficult decision, but Keith and I achieved a lot at Burnham, first time in the history, as you know, that we won the senior league and got them out of that division, or that league, as I say, and safely kept them in the division last year. By I think 16 points or so. So we felt that we'd taken them probably as far as we could. That's Keith's perspective in particular. And he kept on to me about coming to help him. And you know, you just feel sometimes that you need a change after say five and a bit years. And here I am today at Heybridge. Obviously got some great memories at Heybridge in the past when I was managing Barking, when there was a Isthmian Premier Division side like Barking was in them days. Now Mick Gibson, the former chairman of Heybridge, what, 30 odd years, so we reminisced on the coach last Saturday at Soham, as you know, when as a spectator. So yeah, happy to be here. Great club here, I must say. They made me very, very welcome, and I hope we can do a job. Difficult times because of the amount of players that Keith has lost before, you know, he even arrived, to be truthful. And also, I'm told he lost quite a few after he arrived. So it's really, you know, a complete new squad. I think from, you know, what I'm told last season when we played here, it was a very good, strong squad. But I think we need to bring in maybe, you know, two or three more, add to the squad, and I think we should be okay.
And the rapport you've got with Keith probably left you in little hesitation to come and work with him again.
At the end of the day, yes. It was, as I say, a very, very difficult. I stayed loyal to Burnham. When Keith moved over, I was vice chairman of Burnham as well as director of football, and I was also assistant manager. So I had like quite a lot of titles because it's not a club that's got lots of bodies. So it's, as I say, it's hard work. They're very hard work, but very enjoyable. And I didn't want to walk away with Keith when he left, and the timing wasn't right for the club, but that wasn't Keith's fault because the timing wasn't right, in all fairness, to Heybridge when the previous manager left. So things like that happen. And I just said to Keith, look, in my position as vice chairman as well as assistant boss, I'll take pre-season, and I took all the pre-season games. until we appointed, we appointed Lee Ellison, as you probably know, that his work pattern changed. I knew of it, but didn't think it happened to Christmas. So maybe made a mistake, if you like, because I said, well, let's worry about that at Christmas. And it happened rapidly. So I said, no, I can't have that. I'll go on at the end of August. I need to get a place, you know, somebody in place for the club. I said, because we can't go, you know, sort of along the lines that we may get a manager, then I'll go away. So we appointed Bertie Brayley. Once he was in place, well, I think I'll do a good job for him, in all fairness. Well-known name. And I think I've left them, and not think I know, and the chairman agreed that yesterday, I've left them in good shape and total honesty, integrity, and I walked away really, I like to think, with my head high, you know, because I did stay rather than just walk away.
So for Heybridge, two draws in a week, opening day defeat. What are your initial reactions to the three games that you've seen, as well as today?
I thought against Soham was unfortunate to get beat. I thought half-time, instead of being down, we should have been 3-1 up, we was 2-1 down. As me looking at it as a spectator, point of view, you know, different view when you're not in the dugout. Tuesday, we all know, who was present here, should have been, a comfortable win, but it wasn't, that's football. And today, I thought it was a very, very sort of difficult game, because we know our Chatham play, they're a very difficult team to break down. But I thought second half we had the better chances to have grabbed the 3 points. But unfortunately, it became, you know, another draw, which is a bit disappointing. I think we need to add, Keith and I have had a chat already, I have three games now. I think we need to add two or three to the squad, to strengthen the squad as a squad. I'm not saying to replace the people that played today, but I think we need to improve the squad with maybe a bit more experience. And I think we'll march up the table. You know, the expectation levels here has always been quite high. Although this season I think may be slightly different, but we certainly will compete, that's for sure.
Is it in the defensive roles that you'll want to shore up things, maybe one in each three positions?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to make. I think we need one in each position, to be frank. Yeah.
Sort of defence, midfield, and up front.
Yes, I do. Yeah, that was my view over the three games that I've seen so far. Taking stock today, in particular, and Tuesday from the bench perspective, as opposed to being a spectator last Saturday. And we will be doing that. You know, we are quite lively, busy on the phone, and I would think there'll be some signings hopefully in the next week or two.
And the game's coming thick and fast
now,
because
exactly.
You've got the August bank holiday as well. There's two games in 3 days.
Yeah, Barkingside also got off to a good start to the season. You know, another nice club. I know them very well. So it's a topsy-turvy league, because I think people that last year struggled, maybe this year won't be. You know, so we just need to keep on top of it. But the squad at the minute is a bit thin, with holidays still coming up and one or two injuries, and I think we'll be very light. So that's why I think we need to strengthen.
And as far as today's game is concerned, I'm not going to give you an open invitation to slag off the referee, but there are aspects of today's game which ruined it, probably for both sides. There were some very fiery challenges from Chatham as well. Yes. And it's probably left some of your players a little bit battered and bruised.
Yes, without a doubt. I warned them before the game, and I said afterwards, what at half time and the end of the game, I said, what I told you before the game was exactly what it said on the tin. And they just looked at me and smiled, because exactly they did the same to us last year, same tactics, spoiling tactics against us when I was in my previous club. And I expected them to be the same today, diving and unnecessary. And unfortunately, some referees buy that type of sort of actions. And I was very disappointed with the guy in the middle today, the referee, to be frank.
Some good saves from Sandbridge, keeper. He was one of about four players that had remained here at the club, yes. And I think that was influential in Keith coming here, that he knew that four of them were loyal, they were staying, they wanted to stay, wanted to be part of it, and wanted to be part of Keith's future as well. And Sandbridge is one of those players, and he's a very young and competent player, and goalkeeper.
Very good goalkeeper, a great lad, good attitude. And that says something. As a young lad, was he 21, 22-ish? Yeah. To have some loyalty, which is not very much in football today, to be frank. I can go back over the years where people were loyal, but today they just move on, and travel around club to club. But it's nice to see, you know, three or four of them staying with Heybridge. But as I say, it's got a good history, Heybridge, isn't it? As a proper, you know, nice football club. And to me, a big football club, you know, historically. So, you know, hopefully that also helps us this season to attract players, because for the previous history it's got.
And both the clubs' as names, Heybridge Swifts and Burnham Ramblers, they're quite unique as well. You don't get many clubs ending in the name Ramblers. You don't get many clubs ending in the name Swifts. Is that something that will help you market this football club when you go out to players, that Heybridge Swifts has got that rich history, it's a unique name, it's not a standard football club name ending in City or United?
I think it's history. I'm not sure about the Swifts or the word Heybridge. I think it's both. Heybridge Swifts is known, you know, as a very good Isthmian, you know, Ryman club, you know, league today as the sponsors, a football club. And it's got, you know, terrific back, you know, the record going back over the years since it came out of the senior league many years ago. It's got a good track record. And I think that will help, seriously, to attract players going forward.
Presumably you're learning now about the plans for the club and the future and the new ground. And obviously that is going to excite Keith as well, because he would have been knowing about that upon coming here. Similar to Burnham, they want a new ground, but as to who gets it first, it could be a race between the two. But obviously you're becoming aware of the exciting future that the club are trying to build.
Yes, quite. I mean, obviously I was involved as vice chairman at Burnham with the ground move, which is exciting for them as well. But I'm told this is more or less signed, sealed and more or less delivered. That's what my sort of information so far. And within 18 months, 2 years, you know, we'll have a super stadium, a 3G pitch, which obviously then will attract even more players, I guess, and hopefully even get the crowds back to where it used to be when I knew it in the 80s and 90s. And whilst it's still a good gate today, I remember it when it was like, you know, 200 plus here. And that may be, you know, success will bring that, but a new stadium as well, people will be more sort of interested in seeing what's coming. And I think it's exciting times. Although I'm in my twilight years, I'm really enjoying myself, to be truthful.
And this keeps you young at heart? Is that how you would describe yourself in football?
Yeah.
Young at heart because you're around that age group of footballers and you've got the camaraderie and the bar talk and everything like that. It helps.
Yeah, it's just not...
You're obviously coming from a different generation of football, and you touched on the fact that players like 21, 22 staying loyal to a club is rare nowadays.
Yeah, that is rare too. It's unique, to be truthful. But, yeah, I mean, as I say, I've tried to retire on three occasions, and it's nice to then get a phone call. You know, I've had actually three offers before. I've had two other offers apart from Heybridge, which I've made Keith aware. And I was very interested in all three, to be truthful, but the tie-up with Keith and I and the longevity, it's only 4 years together, but he was there six, and I've done five there, was, you know, difficult to say, no, I won't work with Keith again, because we do work extremely well together, you know. And, you know, here we are, hopefully to have a reasonable season. I think it's going to be difficult, because we've lost a lot of good players. But it's a rebuilding job, isn't it? As we all know, at any level of football, it takes time. And, you know, I'm not trying to buy time. I'm not trying to defend myself. I don't need to, I don't think, at my age. But it is a problem when you lose, you know, quality players to replace them. But we have got some names at the moment in front of us that we're going to be contacting when they become available, obviously, from other clubs.
OK. Right, thank you very much.